1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Audrey Goff. Audrey, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Well, you're not... I'm a little bit better than you, I suspect, because you said you didn't sleep last night. Why not?
Well, yeah, well, basically, myself and my husband, we were hoping to upgrade our house. We live in a three-bed semi, and we were hoping over the next few months that we'd sell our house and move to something a little bit bigger. And then we found out there just a couple of days ago that it's not going to happen. We had the 10% saved, and then we found out that we now need 20. So the reason why I wrote to you and why I'm ringing is because I'm just really annoyed at the government. Like, we've taken so much at this point, and to have worked hard and saved that money, then to find that you need double it. And I'm just wondering, like, are these people living in the real world? Do they know what people actually have to go through to save this money?
And what did you have to go through? Your husband left the country.
Yeah. Well, what happened, my husband works in construction. Mm-hmm. And it was about 2012. The work completely dried up at that stage. And we were kind of faced with the decision of, does he go abroad to work? Yeah. Or do we try and just sit it out here in social welfare? So my husband decided to go away, which was one of the most difficult decisions I think we've ever made. And any family that's had to go through it will know exactly what it entails. And he went to the Middle East. He went to Riyadh, to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And we have two children. They would have been 8 and 10 at the time.
Right.
And he lived and worked there for about a year and a half. And it was really hard because, like, I basically became a single mother overnight. And he was away. He got home once every 4 months for maybe a week. So, I mean, we were really torn apart. So I took it upon myself then to... I was a teacher before I had my my daughter. And I took it upon myself to find a job over there. Because I reckoned it was better us all to be together.
Okay.
So I found a job over there in Riyadh in a Saudi school teaching girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my two children with me. And I got visas because it's very difficult to... get a job and to get visas in that country, you know.
So the whole idea was, one, to sustain yourselves, but two, to save, to buy, to try and get another start here.
Well, that's what we were hoping, yeah. I mean, initially it was just because, well, the financial situation here was so bad. And when we were over there and we were working, we started making a little bit of money, we were able to save a little bit. And we said, well, our long-term goal is we'll come home and we'll hopefully move to a bigger house. And so we were lucky enough in November that my husband did find a job back here. Myself and the children were there about 16 months at that stage. I mean, the work over there is really hard, you know, especially for women, as you can understand. It was really tough. And my kids, they went to school over there, and we just got on with it. And when my husband got this job back here, we decided, well, look, we'll come home. We've saved a little bit. We've saved enough for 10%. We should be able to move it. And I mean, we're not looking to move into a mansion. We literally just want to upgrade to a four-bedroom house, a little bit bigger than what we have. And I never knew that this new cap was coming or was being considered. And so we only really just found out about it about a week ago. And so to our shock, horror, we're now in a situation that, you know, we only have 10, you need 20. And as everyone knows, you know, to save another 10%, it's a huge ask.
Well, on a 400, I don't know what properties you might be looking at, but on a 400,000 euro house, it's gone from, what, 40 to 80?
To 80, you know. I mean, that's, you can't say 40 grand overnight, you know. And I'm sure we're not the only people in this situation. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody else out there like us? And is there anything, does anyone know that we can do about it, you know?
See, for first-time buyers, which you are not, the limit is 90.
It's 90.
Is up to 220, and then it flips back to you need a 20% deposit for the remainder. So there was a little bit of relief for first-time buyers in that sense.
Yeah.
And then if you were in negative equity, are you in negative equity?
We're lucky. We owe what the house is worth, but we haven't made any money on our house or anything like that. We're just kind of
But your mortgage would now be covered by the set. Your remaining mortgage. I presume you kept paying while you were away.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Okay. We always paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Always
your remaining paid. Mortgage would just cover the value of the house.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, you really are one of those typical young couples that are caught in the middle.
We're just caught in the middle, and you know, and after everything that's happened to us, today I'm so annoyed. I never write in to complain about anything or give out about anything. I just get on with it. But I'm furious with the people who are making these decisions. They don't actually realise what, you know, I've just turned 40. I'm just, you know, and we have no, we've no comeback on this. Nothing we can do, you know. They just don't seem to realise how normal people are living. It's like they make these decisions and they haven't really looked at the, you know, how it actually affects people, you know.
Well, you know, you use the phrase "after all we've been through," and that's the phrase that the governor of the central bank uses, not word for word, to say after all the economy has been through, we need to dampen any chance, any prospect of a property boom.
Yeah, and I mean, I totally get where he's coming from, but I mean, we're second time, you know, we're looking to move up. We're not looking to buy a house that's $500,000 or anything like that, you know.
Patrick Conan, the Governor of Central Bank, also said that half of the houses being bought by first-time buyers in Dublin are below the figure of 220,000. Now, I don't
believe that for a minute. Now, I live in Meath, and there's four new houses going up for sale around the corner. So we're way out the M1. We're 30 minutes out the M1,
right.
And the four-bedroomed houses are 250.
250,
yeah, for the four bedrooms. So, I mean, I don't know where he's coming from, and that's Meath, you know. So
where are half of the houses in Dublin for first-time buyers under 220?
Yeah, there are none.
Now, would you know the whole idea is to try and dampen, put the brakes on?
Put the brakes on, yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think it is starting to kind of take off again. But, I mean, I think there's slow down and there's stop.
OK, would it be, take the hard questions, Audrey, would it be the end of the world if you had to stay where you are?
No, it's not the end of the world, absolutely not. And we'll extend and we'll just get on with it. But it's just disappointing. I you know, it's what we were working towards, and now all of a sudden, you know, we can't. It's not the end of the world, and we're in a good position.
And on the other hand, your children are only young once. You want to give them a bit of space. You do
it
at a particular time, whatever.
Exactly.
We all in a bedroom.
I'm just really cross about it. I just wonder who's advising them on these matters, and do they actually take, you know, real people's...
What was it like living in Saudi, by the way?
Sorry?
What was it like living in Saudi as a woman?
Oh. It was very strange. I've lots of tales to tell. If you want to call me another day about it, I got a really good insight because I worked with Saudi women and I worked in an all-girls school.
Well, are they as oppressed as we? Well, as some of them are allowed to say. Well, they're not allowed to say it even. We have the situation where the blogger is being flogged at the minute. But what is the situation for women?
To be honest with you, I think women are happy over there with the way things are. Mm-hmm. It's part of their culture and their tradition to cover up. They don't see it the way we see it.
What about driving?
Now, driving, I don't know if anyone if any of the listeners has ever been to Riyadh, but as a woman, you actually wouldn't want to drive. I mean, I'll drive anywhere, but
yeah,
even
but that's
if
not
I
the
was
point.
Allowed
that's
to drive,
not the point, yeah.
They're nuts. I don't know, they're on a video game. The driving's really...
So when you say there's things I could tell you about Saudi Arabia, given that I was in the news here last weekend when the king died, government buildings here were at half-mast, a lot of people objected
to that. And, I mean, there was great sadness. They loved their king. I could only equate it to, like, maybe when Princess Diana died. They really, really adore him. There's a special day that they have over there in September, and they all wear the king's...
Would you go back to Saudi?
In years to come, with the children now being a little bit older, no, but it's a very interesting place to live, you know, and it does have its good points as well as its negative points, you know.
Have you given up on the idea of trying to get a 20% deposit?
I take your point
to save, to have 40 grand in cash, saved is an incredible feat. To have 80 grand in cash saved.
No, it's shelves, Joe, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe some people might go down the road of borrowing from credit unions or whatever. And we did that to get our very first house, and I wouldn't do it again, you know.
Okay.
So for the moment, it's shelved.
Okay.
But I'm just really cross at the decision, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Point heard. Audrey Goff.
Thanks
in,
a million,
in
Joe.
Me.
Thank
you.
Great to talk to you.
Kind regards to you and your family.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to Audrey Goff at the start of the programme. Devastated that the deposit rules for people trying to move up and they get a bigger house or a better location has gone from 10% to 20% for most people. Ciarán, your point, please.
Hello, Joe. How are you? Your last caller there talking about the guards. I can just say very quickly, we have the best police force in the world. I think they get let down by the judiciary. You can see that any day in court. People with 100 convictions.
Okay,
or 150 convictions.
Yeah.
But anyway, going to the pension thing, I had to pay 20% down in America to buy my first house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done to keep property prices down so there couldn't be discrimination by real estate companies if there was unsavory people or they felt... A lot of it was colour discrimination, unfortunately. But that's... If you were able to pay 20% down, you were guaranteed that you could not be refused a loan.
Okay, so are you for against these new rules?
I'm for keeping the property prices down, yes. Absolutely.
And do you think, as Patrick Honan argues, this will help dampen?
I think it will, but I think there's other creative things that could do. The point I was trying to make or sent into your researcher was property tax. If there was a homestead tax in Ireland, like there is in some states in America, where one home... There's one flat tax, say it's 500 euros or whatever it would be for the value. Any second property that you subsequently want to buy is many multiples of that flat rate homestead tax. So it could end up being 5, 6, 7.
But, and does that apply in every state?
Not in every state. Every state in Texas, for instance, you don't pay any taxes.
So then I'll buy my second home in Texas.
No, but
it's like what happened here. Anyone who bought a second home in Portugal, France, or Bulgaria, or whatever, they don't pay any extra tax.
Anyone
who was a gilly and bought a second home in Ireland to try and help the Irish economy, or whatever, go on holidays in Ireland, they're the ones that are now being hit for the second tax, aren't they?
No. We're trying to create homeowning opportunities for young people in Ireland to live in Ireland. So if people want to buy a second property, investment property in Florida, like is advertised now on the radio. Let them go and buy those investment properties in other countries, but it would push down the price of second-hand properties in Ireland away from investors.
And it would make
it more affordable.
Just go across the county border there to Leitrim, because Andreas in Leitrim, I think, is agreeing with you, aren't you, Andreas? You agree with the new 20% rule?
I do, yeah. I would be talking from experience, because in 1979, I was married here. I had a wife and three small children. And I moved to London, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved to London, my wife and the three children had to stay here because you wouldn't be able to rent a place in London at that time for love or money because of rules they brought in. So we had no option but to buy. And when I moved there, I got a job practically. Well, I had a job the next morning. But my problem was that the wage... That, you know, for proof of earnings, my regular job, even though I was working, I'd come home and work at night, so I was earning very good money, but I still had to have proof of my earnings, and I think it was 2.5 times the annual salary at that time. So any house, even though we could really afford the repayments, couldn't. So we had to buy. We ended up buying a maisonette, and the children had one bedroom, and we had another bedroom, and we had to put up with that for something like 18 months.
And which was the point I was making, Audrey? Could she put up with what she has at the moment? And she said she could. So you're saying that might help in the long run. That's what you're saying. It might apply.
Yeah. Well, just to make the point, we went on then to buy a house, and I had the same problem with the house. Even though we could easily afford, because I was working all the hours under the sun, she was minding children. And when we found a lovely house that we really liked. But I remember going up to the man that was selling the house and telling him that, I can't remember the price, but that we could raise the money to within 5,000 of the price that he was asking, and he dropped the price 5,000.
Okay, so the money.
And we bought the house.
Okay, so my.
And I believe I agree with Professor.
Okay.
I actually agree. It's a pity we didn't have him here 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, we did, but unfortunately, he was lecturing 300 yards down the road in Trinity, and nobody was listening.
Well, it's a pity he wasn't in the central bank.
Okay, I know that. Thanks, Andreas and Leitrim.